Welcome to Glory Light Chapel, the radio ministry of Glory Light Live. I would like to welcome everyone sitting in this room, and also those of you who may be tuned in through internet radio from wherever you may be sitting on the face of this planet. It is our privilege that you are here, and it is our prayer that you will receive a blessing from our message today. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you today. We pray that you will send your angels to worship with us and to drive away the evil one. We pray that you will send your Holy Spirit to prepare us to receive the blessings you have made ready for us and to guide us into all truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today is Communion Sabbath, and so I have a little different kind of sermon today. I'm going to be working in Give Us This Day Our Daily Good News, Volume 2 today, and we're going to look at excerpts from Elder Jones and Dr. Wagner. I guess they're both elders, aren't they? I'm going to start, if you have your book, Volume 2, I'm going to start with number 47, and we'll just be skipping around, and I want to keep it short today, so I'll be moving along. Our scripture text this morning was Ephesians 2, verses 13 to 15, and they start with that on number 147, so let's go ahead and read that again. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been made near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who hath made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of division between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. And that was Ephesians 2, verses 13 and 15. And verse 13 through 15. And this is a passage by A.T. Jones. And he says this: how much of Christ are we to have? He will be closer than if he would come in physically to this meeting with us every day. The righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, Romans 1:17. Oh, no! The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to works. No! The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Thank the Lord. Did not Paul strive, says one? And does not the Savior say, strive to enter in through the narrow gate? Luke 13:24. Yes, he does. And Paul tells us how in Colossians 1, verse 25 and onward. The gospel of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, verses 25 and 26. What is it that God wants to make know at this time to you and to me? The riches of the glory of this mystery. How great are the riches of the glory of the mystery of God? As great as God. Then how can we know them except by the mind of Christ, which is brought to us by the Holy Spirit, bringing his presence by faith? Christ in you, the hope of glory, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may preserve every man perfect in Jesus Christ. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Verses 27 to 29. I shall ask the Father to give you someone else to stand by you, to be with you always. I mean the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, for it can neither see nor receive that Spirit. John 14:16. Now to number 170. Still volume 2, number 170. And this is, again, a passage by A.T. Jones. And And from 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, it says this, "When you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectually," or effective, if you will, in our experience, "which also effectually works in you who believe." 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. And Elder Jones says this, "Without the word of God, the life of man is as barren of power and of good as the earth without rain. Only let the word of God fall upon the heart as the showers upon the earth. Then the life will be fresh and beautiful in the joy and peace of the Lord, and fruitful with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ. It is the word of God that must work in you. You are not to work to do the word of God. The word of God is to work in you, to cause you to do. There will be powerful work wrought in the individual when the word of God, being living and full of power, is allowed to work in the life. As the word is the word of God, the power of which it is full is only the power of God. When it is allowed to work in the life, there will be the work of God manifest in the life. It is his power working mightily. Thus it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure," Philippians 2:13. "It shall accomplish what I please," Isaiah 55:11. And then two words, "let it." In other words, get out of the way and let God have his way in your life. Going on, it says, "This is the power of the word of God to the person who receives it as it is in truth. This is the power that effectually works in you who believe. This is the way that the word of God accomplishes that which he pleases in those who will receive it and let it dwell in them. Are you mourning under the leprosy of sin? Have you said, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean'? The answer is now to you, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' And immediately you are cleansed, as certainly as was that other leper in Matthew 8, verse 2. Believe the word and praise the Lord for its cleansing power. Let all who have named the name of Christ receive his word today, depending upon that word," and can I say only after that? "Depending upon that word, Christ's word, to do what the word says. Accept it as did those of old, and immediately it effectually works in you for the good pleasure of the Father." Now to number 166. From Galatians 3, verse 10, it says this, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.'" And this again is A.T. Jones. "As Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law," Galatians 3:13, "then he has also redeemed us from the works of the law, which, being our own works, are only sin." And if you want a homework assignment on that, turn to Philippians 3, verse 9, and it will tell you that. "By the grace of God, he has bestowed upon us the works of God, which bring the works of faith. The gift of God is only righteousness. As it is written, 'This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent.'" John 6:29. "This is the rest indeed, heavenly rest, the rest of God. And he who has entered into his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his." Hebrews 4, verse 10. "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.' But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them," Galatians 3, 10 to 12. So we receive the law by faith, and if we do that, then we live by them, because God is causing us to keep his law. Going on, he says, All this in order that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, Galatians 3:14. And there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And that's a quote from Romans 8, verses 1 to 4. Now, number 135. And from 1 Corinthians 2, verses 2 and 5, it says, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." And again from A.T. Jones it says, "The password into the heavenly society is Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is all that you and I have any business to know anything about. That is his message to the world. That is the passport. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something of which to boast, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Romans 4, 1-3. What was it that was accounted to Abraham for righteousness? He believed God. When God said a thing, Abraham believed it. He said, "That is so." And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it, the faith, his faith, to him for righteousness. Genesis 15, verse 6. Now, do you believe that Abraham became righteous in just that way? Honestly now, do you? Do you know that it was as simple a transaction as that? Suppose the Lord called you and me out tonight. No, he can do it without calling us out. He called Abraham outdoors to show him the stars, but he can show us sins without calling us outdoors. He has shown you a great many sins. Has he shown you a great many sins? Now he says, if you are able to number them, they shall be as white as snow. What do you say? Amen. Then what does the Lord say? You are righteous. Are you? Do people become righteous as easy as that? Is it as simple a transaction as that? Yes. Amen. Thank the Lord. The only thing that can keep you and me out of the kingdom of God is to tell the Lord that he lies. Believe his word. Now to number 126. And from Galatians 3, verses 9 and 10. It says, "Those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Now here's a passage by E.J. Wagner. He says this, note the sharp contrast in verses 9 and 10. "Those who are of faith are blessed. But as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Faith brings the blessing, works bring the curse, or rather, leave one under the curse. The curse is on all, for he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God," John 3:18. Faith removes the curse. Who are under the curse? As many as are of the works of the law. Note that it does not say that those who do the law are under the curse, For that would be a contradiction of Revelation 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. Blessed are the undefiled or blameless in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 1. So then, they who are of faith are keepers of the law. Since the gospel is contrary to human nature, we become doers of the law, not by doing, but by believing. If we worked for righteousness, we would be exercising only our own sinful human nature, and so would get no nearer to righteousness, but farther from it. But believing the exceedingly great and precious promises, we become partakers of the divine nature, 2 Peter 1, verse 4, and then all our works are wrought in God. The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith, but Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. In other words, they were trying as hard as they could in their own strength. Let me read that again. Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Romans 9, verses 30 to 33. Dear friend, we are not going to get God's righteousness by keeping a list. Not a list of the Ten Commandments put on the wall, not a checklist where we check them off. We're not going to get it by making a list of all our sins and seeing how long it's been since we've done such a thing. Now we're focusing on ourselves and our sin. Let's focus on Jesus Christ. Keep your eye on him and let him into your life and let him take care of what's going on with you. Become doers of the law by believing. As far as practical, let's stand for the benediction. Our benediction is taken from Romans 8. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God bless everyone, and have a good rest of the Sabbath.